Petersburg is one of the many districts hoping for money to do substantial work on its aging buildings. The capital budget included about $2 million for district-wide boiler upgrades and $630,000 to insulate the barely insulated walls and windows in Petersburg's Stedman Elementary School. Superintendent Rob Thomason says those improvements are essential considering the cost of heating fuel.
Well, the elementary exterior upgrade was to replace single-pane windows and about R4 insulation. That would relate to the boiler upgrade because we have inefficient boilers and we have an inefficient building. And with the price of fuel oil going up the way it is, these projects, we believe, would pay for themselves in a very short time. So it's like $2,500,000 that's not available to us. We'd been planning on the exterior upgrade for quite a while. So it's a financial thing.
According to the latest capital budget revision posted online Monday, that funding was removed from the budget. Also cut was about $1.2 million for renovations to Petersburg's elementary school lunchroom and about $375,000 that had been slated for an upgrade to the district's heating and ventilation controls. Thomason sees those projects as important, but not as critical as the energy upgrades that were cut.
The district-wide digital HVAC controls, we're using vacuum controls now, and the plan was to move to digital controls. Less important than the boiler upgrades and the exterior at the elementary school. And the elementary lunchroom renovation, while it would be nice, is not essential. I just think it's a better, we can do better for kids. The two were most disappointed in not funding the boiler upgrades and the exterior of Stedman Elementary School.
The budget was far from final on Monday. It still has to go to the House, and Thomason was hopeful lawmakers would reconsider some of the cuts to school project as the process continues.
I guess I would just hope that in the legislative negotiations that take place, if the funding was there to even talk about this, that they don't just out of hand eliminate everything across the state and they try to do some sort of priority list, whether or not Petersburg is able to get on that list. But to just cut everything as a matter of course seems a little bit draconian at this point.
The capital budget is one of the key issues the legislature has been trying to resolve in the special session, which is now in its second week. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.